Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Alaska Department of Fishing Game Division of Sport Fish Aquatic Education Program is hosting its annual ice fishing events on Tuesday and Wednesday, February 28th and March 1st at Sport Lake in Soldotna, and Thursday, March 2nd at the Homer Reservoir near Homer. The events are scheduled from 10 a.m. to 2:45 daily. These events are for Kenai Peninsula Borough School District elementary school classes and other school programs that are participating in ADFNG's Salmon in the Classroom program. All classes must pre-register. These events are not open to the public. Approximately 675 students are registered to attend the events. During these hands-on events, students are taught ethical angling practices, such as proper harvest and catch and release techniques, bag limits, and sport fishing regulations specific to the lake being fished, how to use ice fishing gear, ice safety, and learn a fun winter outdoor activity. Fishing holes are pre-drilled and ice fishing poles and tackle are supplied. Students attending Sport Lake will be fishing for catchable-sized rainbow trout and landlocked salmon stocked annually by ADFNG. Students attending the Homer Reservoir ice fishing event will be fishing for naturally occurring Dolly Varden. If you're 18 years of age and older, teachers or chaperones, and plan to fish, a current 2023 sport fishing license is required. For further details, visit the story at RyuKenai.com. Jim's Landing Boat Ramp near the east entrance of Ski Lack Loop will be closed during construction from March 6, 2023 until March 26, 2023. Matt Connor, park ranger with the Kenai National Wildlife Refuge, explains.
We're trying to reduce the impact on our visitors as well as our commercial sport fishing guides as much as possible. That's one of the foremost things driving how we're doing this project. And so the contractor is going to be closing the launch March 6th through the 26th for a complete closure to do some of the major work on the actual portion of the boat ramp and where the public won't be able to access it at that time. And then have a partial opening for the rest of the summer, working with boats coming and going so people can still continue to have fishing operations. We can still have people on the river and using that facility through the remainder of the summer. There might be some delays. There might be some traffic one way in different directions as they're doing the project, but they're trying to do as little impact as possible to both our anglers as well as our commercial sport fishing guides in that location during that time.
Construction will continue for most of the spring and summer of 2023, with the ramp will remain open after March 26, 2023. Connor explains the work being done on the site.
So we're looking to improve the parking, a one-way flow of traffic in and out with parking in the middle, which will be a much increased flow of traffic. So it'll speed up that process. One of the things that we'll see when Jim's Landing is backed up in busy summer months and the people are even spinning their tires in the loose gravel that's out there, all that will be improved with interlocking pavers and replaced with that. We've been fortunate, though, in the past that boaters there seem to work so well together that if all the spots are occupied on the bank, you're coming down the river, people will help grab another boat, pull them in, and kind of work together. So luckily that spirit of Alaska there is alive and well. And we're looking to now improve that process so that the boat ramp will function more efficiently, more effectively. Parking's improved. We won't have a reduction of the bottlenecks here is what we want to see. And just a better service for everybody who's trying to use that ramp in that location.
Connor discussed the reason for the closure and the project timeline.
And then the construction project really is going to take months and months and months. But they're going to be doing that and sacrificing that productivity to get it done quickly because we can't afford to close this launch during our fishing season. We wait all year for it. We would not want to close it completely down for a year or even for a couple weeks in the peak.
For updates on the project, you can visit the link on our story at RadioKenai.com. The Alaska Division of Insurance is proposing to repeal the 80th percentile rule and is taking public comment now through March 6th. According to a release from Senator Jesse Bjorkman, the 80th percentile rule was enacted in 2004 and requires health insurers to pay out-of-network providers at the 80th percentile of current regional cost for medical procedure. The rule allows providers to increase charges over time with little incentive to keep costs low or to join insurance networks. Senator Jesse Bjorkman discussed the 80th percentile rule.
The 80th percentile rule poses a problem because it's an artificial price floor. It allows doctors to charge way more than they would otherwise be able to charge in an open market because it guarantees a minimum price for what they are compensated from insurance companies. Alaska is the only state in the country with a regulation like this. We are unique in the protection that we provide these medical providers, and this has resulted in Alaska having the highest healthcare costs in the nation.
The Alaska Division of Insurance is proposing to repeal the 80th percentile rule and is taking public comment. You'll find details at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.